brought down in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with regard to the Dine Kaddish Yosom. It says, Matsu, but Midrashim Harbe Masios. Midrashim bring down many different stories. Ki Alide Shaben Omer Kaddish Bishvil Aviv Oimo. The event where the child recites Kaddish on behalf of those who had departed. Yitzolam in Adin. It's a way that that person who is already in the afterlife will be able to be saved from judgment. Al Kainu Hagin Lomer Kaddish. Therefore, that's the reason why we have these different customs in which the person who is in a velus will recite Kaddish, possibly get maftir, or to lead the davening. It says that the most auspicious time for leading the service is on a Saturday night, on Shabbos, in which none of the none of those who have deceased are judged, and then after when Shabbos ends, they begin to be judged again, Gehenna. And therefore, because of this, the best time for a person to lead the davening. The chin b'chol arvit shaz tigbores hadin. Also, he says that anytime Maariv is also a very important time to lead the davening. A person is in a velus. And then he says v'yesh v'inyan hakadeshim kama chiluki dinim api haminhagim. That there are many different customs with regard to the reciting of Kaddish. I'd like to share with you from this nifty little sefer that I got today, a very fascinating story, which maybe some of you have heard, quoting the name of Rabbi Akiva, which discusses and shows the power of the reciting of the Kaddish. It says, Pam Hoya Mahalach Besekvaros, who happened to be that this individual was walking in the cemetery, Pugabo Adam Echad Orem Veshachar Kepechem. He noticed, Rabbi Akiva noticed, that there was an individual that was wearing raggedy clothing and they were dark. Vitan Eitzim Harbe Varatz Kasus. He was carrying a lot of wood and he was running. He continued to work a tremendously difficult labor. And Rabbi Akiva turned to him and said, Mal havod hazo sakasha. Why on earth are you working so hard? Ha'im evidata. If it happens to be that you are a slave and that you have a master, I'll do whatever I can to free you from this burden. And if you're a person who is impoverished, you have absolutely no funds, I'll be able to help you out to give you some money. So then he continued and asked him, he said, Mi ata uma masecha. Who exactly are you and what's the purpose of your dealings over here? So this very mystical story continues and says that this is how he responded to Rabbi Akiva. Meis ani. I'm not alive. B'chol yom sholchen osi l'achtov etzim. And my punishment is that every day they ask me to chop wood. V'sarfen osi bahem. And with that wood, they use that as firewood in which they consume me, so to speak. Somebody said, Mi hoisa m'lachtecha. He said, you must have been a pretty bad guy in this world. What on earth did you do for a living? He said, yeah, it was not the best of professions. I was a tax collector. So what's the big deal? You're involved in taxes. He said, nice upon him. He said, what I used to do is I used to show undue favoritism to those who are wealthy and the people who are poor that really didn't have the necessary money to pay their taxes. I applied tremendous pressure upon them to the point that I made them live very difficult lives. This is why I'm punished. Armalay said, "Klum shematam mi'amoinim alecha im yesh tikva leparnasecha." Did you hear? Because you're in this afterlife, maybe you heard that there's some type of way to remedy this terrible situation that you're enduring. Armalay said, "Shemati mi'ham dabar sheni yachlios." I did hear one piece of advice, but it's not something which can ever happen to me. Why? Because she'il hoyuli ben, if I would happen to have a child, she'e omeid b'tzibor v'omer kaddish v'akal yadu amen yehishmei rabba mavarach, that if I would have a child that would stand up and say kaddish, and that the kehilo would respond, then in fact, I would be removed from all these difficulties. Aval, lo henachti ben zoch, I don't have a child. El ishti mubaras, some time ago, when I passed away, my wife was pregnant. I'm not sure what ended up happening over there. It was a boy, a girl. The imi ezach, and if it happened to be a boy, there's no one that loves me. I have enemies straight across the board. No one would ever want to help my family out. But Rabbi Akiva said, you know what, I'm going to look and investigate into this matter. And he asked him, what's your name? And he told him his name, his wife's name, is and possibly in the city where he lived. So what did Rabbi Akiva do? He went to Shoal and he asked about him. And when people heard this person's name, they gave him such an incredible curse. And then he said, well, how about his wife? Where's his wife? What do you know anything about his wife? And normally they said, Yimach Shema, her name should be forgotten. So she was also not loved. Armalay said, he asked him, how about your son? Does this child, this guy have a child? He says, yes, he does have a son. Hari hu Oral. They didn't even fulfill the mitzvah of bris milah. Nothing. Miyad notar b'Akiva umalo v'ashiva l'afanav. Rabbi Akiva took this child, this possibly adult, doesn't say, and he performed bris milah upon him, and he sat in front of the great Rabbi Akiva. However, he was unable to learn anything. It was impossible for him to grasp Torah. And because of this, Achiyesha Rabbi Akiva Batanis Mem Yom. Rabbi Akiva fasted for 40 days to be able to somehow penetrate into the heavens, that maybe some way he'll be able to be inspired. So in fact, Yotza Baskol, a heavenly voice, came out, and he was able to somehow affect this child. Miad Pasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libo, Hashem opened up his heart, the Lamdu Torah, Kriya Shema, Shmona Esrei, Berachas HaMoset. He learned all the basics of davening. That Midu Livnei HaKahal, Rabbi Akiva stood him up in front of the congregation, the Omer, and this boy said, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMvorach, and the congregation answered and responded. And then this boy said Kaddish, and then they answered immediately afterwards, during the Kaddish, Amenu Heshmei Rabba. Tiro es aviv min hagehenim, says this unbelievable story, that one action freed this father from this terrible decree of Gehenim because of what happened. Rabbi Akiva afterwards, it says, had a dream, and he was told that by this man that you have caused me to be consoled because of the dedication you had to educate and to care for my child. So we see from this a very powerful story of Rabbi Akiva, the importance of saying Kaddish, the importance of davening on behalf of the person who had since passed away. Now it's brought down also in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that's really not the only thing or even the best thing that a person can do. It says, Avapi Shamiris HaKaddish Vatfilos Mo'ilos La'avos. Even though it's true, it does help. Mikol Makom, nonetheless, Ein Eloh Iker. This is not the most important thing when it comes to making an effect for that neshama. Eloh Iker Hu Shehabonim Yelchol Ba'orech Mishor. That the children should accept upon themselves, or the person in a velos should accept upon themselves to go on the straight and proper path. Ki bazeh, hey mezakin es avos. This is a way in which that the person who's deceased will in fact have a greater success in the olam haba. And then he says, v'yeshul adam with savos es bana lahasik be'ezah mitzvah, that a person should be strict and accept upon themselves to be a little bit more cautious in even a particular area in the Torah, the imikayamin. And if they fulfill that area, nechshav yoser, that's even more beloved in the eyes of Hashem, minakadish, v'hitakana tova gamamisha in lobanim elobanos. So he says that this is really where it all ends. Person can daven, a person can say Kaddish, but the Iker, you have to have your eyes on really what the most important element of it all is, and that is, of course, the elevation of yourself, and therefore the neshama in the process. And let me conclude with Lulas Halacha brought down the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He says as follows. He says, Kishiesh harbe aveilim rachman lotzlan. In an event where there's a lot of people who are in avelus, and over here, this is really with regard to Kaddish, that it used to be that different people would say Kaddish themselves. It wasn't said altogether. But listen to what he says over here. In a case where there are many people who are in avelus, azai then, kadeshlo yavau lide katatos umarivos, in order that they should not come into quarreling, so that there should not be any difficulty among those people. No hagin beharim mekomos she'omrim shanim o shlosh biyachad. This is the reason why in many places the tradition, the custom, is that even though there are many people, instead of each one saying one kaddish, we all say it together to avoid katatos amarivos. And says the Ner Eliyahu that when it comes to mitzvos, we have to be very cautious to understand the significance of it. This is the famous story of a man on Friday night. He didn't have his challahs covered. And he didn't have his challahs covered, so he started yelling at his wife, by Kiddush. And what was the reason why you have to cover your challahs? Because so the bread doesn't get embarrassed. So because of that, what did you end up doing? You embarrassed your wife. So the same thing explains the Ner Eliyahu. Of course, Kaddish is important, Machter is important, all these things are extremely important. But we have to be very cautious not to lose sight that when it comes to quarreling, the increase of Machlokas, God forbid, could create a Chil Hashem, which is the opposite of what Kaddish is, which is making a Kiddush Hashem.